Yeah, you know, I'm S-R-M-B-K. You heard the press, the gentleman that you all killers. If y'all niggas didn't know, now y'all know. And if y'all is the first time seeing me, this is what I look like. You heard, all city vertical kid, you heard? Cause you ain't gonna see nothing but graph legends, champions, concrete jungle barbarians on this shit, you heard? We go, baby.
Yo, what's good? You hear me?
Baby, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, what's big good, two in the building.
Yes, sir. Thank you for
being here. BT Lab.
Yes, sir.
That's what we do.
Where's your shit at?
That's what we do. That's what we do right here. Little two-piece, little something for the peoples, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
what's
sir.
Good, my brother? I'm sorry I'm late, man.
Nah, it's good. As long as you hear, that's it. The fans is, you know, they get what they you know, that they expected, bro. Thank you for coming, bro. It's an honor to have you, bro. We want to salute
you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
All right, yo. So, you know, basically, the fans want to know. The fans want to know your story, so we want to start from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you get into graph?
I mean, I got into graph just going to the train stations, man, just watching them trains, and I loved it, man, you know what I'm saying? And I know I could do that, and I wanted to do that, and, you know, nobody else aspired, you know, made me want to do this. Just looking at other people do it, and know I could do it, you know what I'm saying? That was it.
What years was that?
Oh, that was the early, that was like early 80s. 81, 80, 82. That was
and
it.
So what year did you start it? Was you able to do it?
I mean, I was painting back then. My other name was Slim back then. I had another name because I was skinny, so I was a little slim. But then in 1983, I started writing Jew because I liked the letters, you know?
So that's how you came up with it, just because you liked the letters?
I liked the letters, and, you know, I always had a little money in my pocket. A lot of people were broke, so they called me like a cheap Jew. But I said I could deal with that shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm good with that.
That's dope. So when was the first time you hit the trains? Who you was by yourself?
I mean, yeah, I was by myself the first time, but then I started rocking with my boy Track 3, Jenna and all them cats back in the days. My man Vic and all of us, Ism. We used to kill the Bedford Yards and all that stuff. Baychester, layups, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Get chased by cops, all type of shit. It was fun.
Yeah, you ran into riders in there?
Nah, I mean, I bumped into Colt back in the days in the Bedford Yard. That's about it.
Yeah, that's dope.
Foggs, my man Foggs signed. That's when I first met my man signed. You know what I'm saying? Then he started fucking with us, man. That's my brother.
We're a sign, bro. He's them 501 niggas used to run through shit,
you know,
too.
That shit, 501, my man Slick. You know the deal.
Word. So back then, do you like the train era better than the bombing era?
It was kind of more exciting, but I like the bombing era. I mean, it came with a lot of beef, but, you know, it was fun. I like to see my name everywhere, so it was good.
Yeah.
Bottles, so, you know what I'm saying? It was fun.
So when you was looking at the trains, you said like not one like person really inspired you, but like who was the names you saw like constant?
I mean, it was old school cats, man. Okay, you know, all these cats from back in the days. You know what I'm saying? You know, Scene. You know, Scene was rocking his joints, man. It was good to see all that artwork on the trains. You know.
Yeah, Scene and Reese were two of my first, like, influences when I was a little kid. They were in the spray can art book.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was fun, right? You know the deal. We missed that shit, man.
Word. I never got to hit the trains. I was too young. I missed it. You know?
You missed
so I
that.
Never. Yeah.
Fun,
I wish, bro. And shit. So now the 90s come along and shit, the train era is over. Now the street bombing comes along. Was it hard to adjust, or it was like the same shit?
Nah, I think that was wonderful because, you know, I like the trains because it went everywhere, but now you bombing, so you want to hit all these boroughs too that all the trains went to. So that was my big thing. You know, so I want to see my name everywhere. You know, I want to hit Brooklyn. I want to hit Manhattan, all over the place. I used to work down at Canal Street. So I was always downtown by Pearl's Paint. You know what I'm saying? Hitting trucks early in the morning going to work. It was fun, man.
Hell yeah, the golden era, bro. I think the 90s is the best fucking bombing era. Because that was my most active years. You know what I'm saying? Because
I know the deal with you. I know the deal. You did your thing. We did our thing, right?
I mean, you know, we had to hold out the 90s. Like I said, we had to come back a few times to save graffiti because it turned into trash a few times.
Yeah. Believe me, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Right now, it's kind of like back in the days a little bit now. You know, niggas is bombing like crazy. I kind of like that too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love the graffiti. I just hate the toy shit, though. Like, at least make your shit legible.
Yeah, there's too many toys, man. Too many toys. I mean, it's sad. You know, I give them credit for going out there, risking their, you know, not getting, you know, you don't want to get arrested and all that shit. But, you know, it's fun. You know what I'm saying? But it's, a lot of these niggas is whack, man.
That's a fact. So when the 90s started and you started street bombing and shit, who was your partner?
I mean, it was too many of us. Back in the days, it was my band Track 3. You know, Jenna, me and Jenna did a lot of shit. Came out a lot of movies. Sue was doing that shit. Then, you know, I had Sign. Then I had my man, a bunch of us. Louis 167, my man Tape, all of us. Chad. You know, you had Astro, Fogs, all of us. My man Slick, rest in peace. Trends, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? There was too many of us. The crew was deep at that time. It's still deep, but it was crazy.
That's a crazy lineup that you just threw out right there, bro.
It's crazy, right?
Sick lineup. That's all legendary shit. This shit has to be documented in a book, bro, or some type of fucking...
Yeah, we're working on that, too. We got mad photos. I got photos from back in the days. It's working, man.
You got pictures of train shit and all of that?
I got all that stuff, man. Everything. I mean, some of them I missed. Some of them, you know, got ragged maybe the right after we did the shit. You know, that comes with the territory, you know what I'm saying?
Word. So, your shit, because Cope said when he liked the train shit better because when you bomb the streets, your shit is just there. It just stays right there and people can come ragged more frequently than a train.
The trains were dope because it was dope to take a picture of your piece on a train and people are sitting inside the train. I was doing it on 59th Street, all type of shit. I mean, to see that is good too. But you know, when you go to another borough and you just see your name all over the place, that was fun too. But I mean, the trains is lovely. People taking pictures of it in every borough is traveling. That shit was lovely. Oh, man.
What was your favorite place to bomb besides the X?
I mean, I like Brooklyn. Brooklyn was big. Brooklyn's big. I mean, we got chased mad times, though. It's crazy out there. Police, crazy motherfuckers in the street. You know what I'm saying? But it was fun.
Yes, sir. Brooklyn Zoo, baby.
You know Brooklyn. Fun.
That's my backyard. That's my canvas right there. You know, Brooklyn always...
You already know, all day. BK all day.
Word. So now you're out killing shit. Boom, it's the 90s. Like I said, there's mad competition in the 90s. Fucking the golden era of graph, in my opinion, and shit. Besides, you know, the street bombing era, I mean. So who was out there at that time, like in the 90s, when you seen, like, everybody, like, 95. 95 is one of the dopest years. Like, who did you see out there, like, killing shit?
I mean, it was a bunch of people. I mean, you know, Cope did his thing. You know, we all did our thing. I mean, you got Rhino, Nier, all these cats out there. Jaws, Easy. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. I mean, it was dope, man. It was a good time.
If you had to say one dude had the 90s on Smash, who would it be?
The 90s on Smash? I got to think, because I'm talking, like, I was naming people, but it was a little earlier than the 90s. But 90s on Smash. I don't know. My neighborhood, you had Pope and Loose. You had mad different people. I can't say who really had it on Smash. I mean, we had it on Smash a little something, but, you know, Easy, Besta, my brother Besta. A lot of us had it on Smash.
Besta, hell yeah. Besta, his name is always gets brought up too.
Yeah,
what about throwies? Who you think are the dopest throwies? Let's give me like the top five dopest throwies you think.
The top five dopest throwies? I don't even know, but to tell you that, but I didn't even, you know, Cope got the legendary throwie, you know what I'm saying? You got to give Cope his props. You got to give, you know, Jay got a nice throwie. You know, there's a bunch of them that got nice throwies, you know?
Jay.
Yeah, there's a lot of them got some shit. I can't even name all of them that got the nicest throwies.
My one of my favorite throwies is Ghost. Ghost, that nigga's throwie is fire.
Ghost, right? I mean, Rhino got a good throwie. Rhino, my man Rhino got a nice throwie, too.
Hell yeah, blockbusters all day. Rhino,
oh, gonna come through. Smash this shit.
You gotta cover the whole spot. We already said it, bro, for real. So what about so give me your top five or whatever writers from the Bronx, because Bronx has the sick lineup.
So me. No, I'm just joking. I mean, what era though? Now you're talking about Cruz, you know.
What about this? Who's the biggest, most influential crew in graph history?
In graph history? I mean, it depends, though. If you're talking about trains, you're talking about bombing, you're talking about piecing. You know,
let's say bombing.
You're talking about, you know, Bronze Team. You're talking about Easy and them cats because they did their thing. You know what I'm saying? You know. Cope did his thing. Jay and them did their thing.
I remember Bio and Brim used to do their shit too, my nigga. Them niggas, Purr and
yeah,
Cope.
You know, Purr FX does your shit.
Purr, he did his shit. Fucking Tyke, TFO.
Oh, those are my people, man. Tyke, TFO all day.
And Rule, Louie and Tyke. They went on a run.
Yeah, Rule, Chatty O. Holy shit. Yeah, you got, you know, Side, Trab, all these other cats. That's, you know, HR. HR did their thing, too. We all did our thing together. Then we got Astro and all them cats. WWB in the building.
Word, I interviewed Astro. That shit was a treat, too, bro. He's a fucking legend in the game also, as well. So now, you see the streets now. What do you think about graffiti now? Like, do you see certain niggas getting up?
I mean, the streets are popping right now. You got TD still going country, all country, not all city, all country. You got a bunch of new writers. I mean, they doing their thing. I give them some props. You know, the streets are live right now.
But any certain names that you see that stick out?
I mean, some of them throw ups I can't even read, but there's a lot of cats. I mean, TD's still killing it. Ken Name Roach. There's a couple of bunch of people out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so salute to Roach, RGN, word.
Yeah, he's killing shit. Doing... ACC kids are killing shit. There's a bunch of them.
Word, bro. It takes OG niggas like that to keep coming back and saving graffiti, bro, because I think these niggas. I don't know. There's too much toy shit. It's not going to last long.
Yeah, I know. Once they start painting all this shit, they start cracking down on all this shit, it's going to be crazy out here. They're going to be arresting them up. See, kid got arrested fucking shooting at the cops or some shit bombing. That shit's stupid. You make your shit hot.
That's a fact. And I'm glad that you right there where the pieces is at, because a lot of people didn't even know that you get down like that.
Oh, we get busy, man. I burn shit up all day, every day. We burn shit.
So,
Bronze
show your shit
day.
Again. Man. Show your shit again. Show it.
I'll show you some shit right now. My man Paces Peace out here. Oh, we out here chilling. Everybody out here drinking. We chilling. You can't see it too good. I just did this piece yesterday. I don't know if you can really see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Killing shit, man.
Fire. Fire. That's crazy. When the nigga ESF, he sent me some flicks of some pieces, bro. It was incredible, bro.
Yo, thank you. I be doing my thing, man. You know, I've been in the lab, man, homework, man. BT 101, we be doing our thing.
Yeah, because nowadays, even if you kill shit, niggas is not like, there's not a lot of all around writers that could do tags,
that we do it all. Pieces. You know, I do characters, the whole nine, everything.
That's
all around. So,
writers. So what you learned how to do that from the beginning, or you was an artist? Well, how did you start doing pieces? When?
No, I always could draw. You know, once I got the use of the cans, it was over. It was a wrap. But, you know, I liked the bomb first. That my first passion was bombing. Bombing in the trains. That was my first passion. And then, you know, once the trains died out, you know, that was it. Hit the streets, killed the streets. And then, you know, I got locked up a few times, so I had to chill out for a minute. I had to leave the streets alone for a minute.
How long would you say it takes to really go all city and kill like all the boroughs good enough to say you all city?
I mean, it depends on you. It's the passion, man. You could go all city in a few months. You know what I'm saying? 6 months, a year. You could kill it. It depends how many tags you want to see. You want to hit the main spots, the download spots. You want to hit all that shit. You know, I want to hit a spot that's going to last. I don't, you know, I want that shit's going to last for years.
Word. It seems like TD did that shit in like 3 or 4 months, bro.
Oh, yeah. He's a monster, man. He's a monster. Yeah, he wants me to go. He wanted me to go bomb with him. I spoke to him like a month ago, 2 months ago. I was like, "Yo, I'm thinking about it, but who knows, man? You know what I'm saying?"
Like, yeah, be seeing live. He be on the live on every state doing fillings, bro.
Yeah, he's on fire, man. He's on fire. He told me he's going to. I went to Puerto Rico, man, like 2 weeks ago, and I seen a throw up. I was like, "This nigga's everywhere for real." In Puerto Rico, it's crazy. It's all crazy. Yeah, I'm out here chilling. I got my man Yes One. All these cats out here right now just chilling.
Yo, salute to all of them. For all real. Right,
good looking, my brother. Good looking.
Yo, what about a crazy bomb? Do you have a crazy bombing story?
Crazy bomb story? Let me see. I got too many of them shits, man. I remember we was bombing, me and my peoples, we was bombing down around DeKalb. And it's like we was hitting all these spots, and all of a sudden, like, mad motherfuckers off the projects. We was like 8 deep. There was like 20-something of these motherfuckers pulling out sticks out the ground, all type of shit. Like, yo, what y'all niggas doing? And I was like, yo, it's time to get the fuck out of here. I had a gap on me, man. But I don't got enough bullets to shoot everybody. I'm getting the fuck out of there. Nigga, we took flight. It was fun, man. It was fun. Times like that are fun, man. You know what I'm saying?
Word, when you get away.
When you get away. I had one of my boys that he was running behind me. He was like, please don't leave me. I was like, for real? Don't leave you, nigga. I ain't leaving you, nigga. They come close, they getting shot.
That's crazy. You talking about DeKalb in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's the block I grew up on, DeKalb. But DeKalb goes the whole through downtown Brooklyn and all that.
That's what I'm saying. You know the deal. That was downtown Brooklyn right there.
Where shit was rough back in the day, boy. You couldn't even know.
You ain't doing that shit easy. Nowadays is a little easier. That shit wasn't easy back in the day. That shit bullshit.
Where nowadays is niggas say do one filling and they just post it online and they call themselves fucking Old City.
Yo, ain't that shit whack? That shit is whack, dude. Word, niggas don't know what Old City is. I'll show you what Old City was.
That's right, baby.
Yo, I did all that shit already.
Y'all niggas need to document all of this shit. What about merchandise? Could people get canvases from you and shit like that? Yeah, and stick
up. We got canvases, shirts, book bags, all that. They just gotta hit me up on the Bronx Team page. It's all gravy.
So it's Bronx.team.
Bronx.team.
Bronx.team for canvases and all that.
Yeah. Either my page, my man Yes One's page, Pace's page. You know?
All right, I gotta hit you up. I need stickers for my collection.
I got you, man. I got you, man. No doubt. I got you. 100.
Yeah, bro. You're a fucking true, you a true legend, my nigga. Like, we got to salute you. That's why you here. So the people want to hear your story. We got to give you your flowers while you're here because you're one of the greats.
All right. Thank you, my brother, for the thank. I appreciate that, man, because you understand it. The game is real. I've been doing this for a long time. When I used to rack paint, now I got to buy paint. Shit is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I used to rack paint. I never bought a can back in the days at all. Now I got to buy paint. That shit's crazy. Now I count how much money it takes me to do pieces and shit like that. This piece cost me $60. This piece was this. That's just crazy, right?
That's a fact. That's grown man shit.
I can go rack somewhere, but I ain't trying to do that right now. I'm a little too old for that shit right now.
Nah, that'll be embarrassing, bro. You're getting locked up for stealing a fucking $5 can.
You understand what I'm saying? That shit is whack. I can't do that shit right now. I'd rather buy this shit.
That's a fact, bro. I never thought that I would buy paint neither until I had to buy paint, and I was bugging too. Like, wow,
this shit's crazy. I gotta buy fucking. I used to rack even caps. Now I gotta buy caps too. Shit's crazy.
What about all the new type of paint that's out now? I like it though.
Oh yeah, they got good paint, man. This paint, some low pressure paint, all type of shit. It's dope, man. And with the caps, you could do some shit right nowadays.
That's a fact, bro. Back in the day, it was mad drippy. Niggas used to be drippy.
I know. Remember that shit, drippy and all that? But it's all good. I like the fat cap. You know my shit, man. Flare that shit up. It's on.
Yo, that's what you're known for. Me as a fan, that's what you're known for the nice, flary jewel, fat cap tag, always nice and crispy.
You know the deal.
Yo, on top of the doorways, like, yo, that shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah, good looking, man. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Nah, because I'm a super, that's why I do this show, because I'm a super duper fan of graph. Before even a writer, I'm a fan. And just to speak to someone like you is feeding me, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, my nigga, because I never thought that I would talk to Jew, BT, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're before my time, you know? You paved the way for niggas like me and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, good looking out, man. Thank you, man. You appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats don't understand that, but you know what I'm saying? And we still out here. Man. I'm still out here doing my thing. I ain't bombing like that. I take tags every now and then, but I piece like a motherfucker, man, with the best of them, without a problem.
Yeah, that's dope. Dopeness, my nigga, dopeness. So now you're doing the pieces and everything. What about clothing? Have you ever done clothing?
Yeah, I tried a little something here and there. I'm still working on some stuff. I got some hot shit, man. I'm going to send you some footage or some stuff, and you can post that up to show these cats out there.
That's a fact.
We in the game. We in the game for real.
That's a fact.
I've been doing this for almost 40 years already, man.
Wow, bro. That's crazy, because that's about how old I am. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my whole life. You know what I'm saying? That's why when you come up, that's why when niggas ask me for to hit their books or whatever, I do it. Even though I sell sticker packs and shit like that, you know? Yeah. I do it because there was one time, bro, I went to a show and niggas was like, yo, we're not signing nobody's book. So the kids asked me to sign a book. I said no. Son wrote on his page, yo, I saw he was one of my favorite writers. He didn't sign my book. That's fucked up, but I'm going to make sure that he sees my name up and da-da-da. He wrote a whole shit. I was like, damn, I felt bad. That's and shit great. Like that.
Yeah, you learn from experiences like that. That's just rough.
Yeah, because when I was young, nigga, there was no nigga trying to put me on. Niggas was like, what? Use a toy. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? It was hard back. You know what I'm saying? It was rougher back in the days. So I be trying to big niggas up. You know what I'm saying? I want these young niggas to know the history, my nigga, to respect. When they see a fucking old school faded Jew tag somewhere, don't come Rockefeller on top of it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas do shit like that. These young niggas don't have no respect, my nigga. They don't know the rules.
Yeah, that shit is sad, right? They gonna learn though when they get their ass fucked up.
That's what it is. They haven't got hands put on them.
That shit's crazy, yo, right?
That shit is mad crazy because, yo, I've been, you know, you how you drive around. We know the city, my nigga. We've been through this shit a million times over. What? So, you know, the faded tag here is that this tag been there for 25 years. That shit been there for 20 years. And now everybody respected it. But now some nigga that started writing yesterday came and rocked the fill on top of it. Or he just, you know, totally disrespected it. That shit would drive me crazy, my nigga. I hate that shit.
Man, that shit's sad. But they ain't gonna learn. One day, sooner or later, they're going to learn.
For real. Yo, that's my word, yo. If I ever see that shit, while I see a nigga doing some shit like that, nigga, I swear to God, bro, I'm taking that paint, my nigga.
That's what I'm talking about. See that? You see? You know the deal.
Word, that's a fact. Jew, my nigga, yo, what's the future for you? Is you're gonna do the piecing and everything? Like that's what you're gonna keep it piecing? You're never gonna pop back out, like try to go on another tour again?
Yeah, I might do a little something. There's a couple of my boy Abe wants to go out there and do something. You know, there's a lot of us that want to go out there and do a little something. So I might do something. I might hit up TD and do something with him. Nothing crazy. Might even grab Best to take his ass out there.
Nice, nice. Yo, that would be a super treat for New York, my nigga. Super, super treat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's time for that, though.
It's time, my nigga. Because like you said, other niggas is representing right now. Like, we need like I said, y'all niggas come back, y'all gonna save graffiti for another couple of years. It'll inspire some good graffiti to come out. That's what it is. Y'all make a snowball effect.
That sounds good to me, man. You getting me hyped up, man. You see this shit? You got me hyped up.
It's just actual facts. I already know how the streets move. I'm still in tune with all these young niggas and how they move, because like I said, I big all of these niggas up and I be networking with a lot of niggas and shit. And I know how it is, my nigga. Like, niggas like you come and do that shit, it's gonna, graffiti will be good for a few years. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact.
Good looking. That's why I'm thinking about that now, man. You got me hyped up, man.
They have to make a movie, my nigga, or some type of book that documents all the whole side of the whole side that you came from, all the names that you and Tabe tonight just dropped, like Louie and all of these people. That whole section, that whole little story from that part has to be documented, bro.
Oh, yeah. With Tyke and everybody out here, everybody. It was crazy, man. It's crazy when you think about all the people out here.
All of them, the kings, 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 legends, legends.
Yeah, we did our thing out here, man.
Cemented in the game, bro. Paved the way, bro.
Damn real.
And we really, that's why, to get you on the show, bro, I salute. Yo, thank you, ESF, for connecting me with the big homie you heard.
Yeah, that's a cool cat, man.
Yeah, that's one of the dopest niggas right there, bro. But I thank you, my nigga. So before we leave or whatever, do you have any words, anything for the last words or shout outs for the fans?
Nah, just, you know, we still out here. We rocking shit. Bronze team is in full effect. You know, a shout out to all my peoples. My man, Sade, Zim, Abe, Pace, Yes One. All my peoples, my man Flavor in Puerto Rico, Trans and Nori in London, Kazam. There's so many of us, man. I can't even mention everybody, man. You know, shout out to the whole crew, family, my FUA brothers in Rochester, Reigns, my man Snow, Zona. You know, all of us, man. It's all gravy, man. My UW people, King B, Bass, Mad, Just. You know, it's a bunch of us, man. You know what I'm saying? If I forgot anybody, it's all love. My man, Big Mort, Big Case. You know, my man. Just too many of us, man. Nosa. Spec. Everybody, man. But good looking out, my brother. You hear me?
Thank you. Thank you, Drew. Salute, man.
Sorry I was late, my brother, right?
Yes, sir.
But we're here. Yo, keep in touch, my brother, all right?
Yeah, I'ma holler at you because I need a sticker pack. I need a sticker pack.
I got you, man. We got hoodies, we got everything, Pops.
Yes, sir. All right, I'ma holler.
All right, my brother.
One,
my brother.
Yes, sir. That's
all right.
How do I get off?
Later, my brother. We still on, man. I love this shit.
Big shout out to you.
How do I?
Yes, one. I'm using his phone, man.
My big man. Yo, yes, cut him off. Yes, yo, what's good, baby?
Yes, one. My man, Big Pace in the building. The biggest guy there is, man. I tell you, man.
Bronx team in the house.
All right, man. Good looking, my brother.
I salute. I don't know how to cut it off.
Don't worry, we got this, man.
He said he don't know how to cut it off.
I'm trying to cut it off, but I can't cut it off.
Later, my brother. All right, yo, be good, bro. Look at you.
All right,
easy. Man, a nice guy.
Salute.
No doubt. Big up BK, yo.